welcome to London Runway Style. Each episode we look at an article you can find in our pages. So, if you want to listen with a visual aid, head to londonrunway.co.uk for a digital or print copy. Today, we're looking at issue 88 and Face of London Runway 2023, The Finalists. After a long journey, whittling down 850 entrants to just 10, we're here at last, the final round of the Face of London Runway 2023. If you've missed all of the excitement so far, here's how it all happened. Back in May, an entry form appeared on our website, allowing entrants to submit photographs, videos, and their essential details. We also put the word out via a few different casting sites across the width and breadth of the internet, but everyone had to submit the same materials to make it through. In our first round, we heard from 850 applicants, a record number from a record range of international locations. The homes of our applicants ranged from Australia to Nigeria to South Africa to Canada and the US to plenty of different European countries and, of course, to right across the UK. We narrowed this list down to the most promising people to go ahead to our virtual round. Across 10 group Zoom calls, I met the top 100 entrants we had chosen to go through, asked them some questions about their modelling experience and goals, and put them through their paces with a virtual posing challenge. We chatted with people from all around the world and from all walks of life, and plenty of invaluable advice was dispensed. It was brutal to try to cut down the list, but we made it. Just 40 of the models were invited to our semi-final event in Chocolate Studios, a stunning venue in the heart of Shoreditch. Once there, we captured three shots of each model according to a specific set of briefs. You'll see the shots of our finalists on the next few pages. Our talented staff photographers were behind the lens. Phil Mazzarino was on hand to capture classic portraits. I shot jewellery looks with items provided by Rove London. And MJ was there to capture the beauty looks that the contestants created themselves. We're so happy to have worked with Chocolate Studios and Rove London. Be sure to check them out. When they were done with official photography, each of the models also faced two more challenges. A quick video they had to shoot themselves as a self-tape, and a selfie challenge they had to post on Instagram. You may have seen some of them live under our hashtag, FaceOfLondonRunwayMag23. All of this was assisted in no small part by our lovely assistant and social media manager, advertising manager, and generally extremely useful person, Amber Johnson. There with us on the day we also had a former alumnus, Saini, a top three finalist from last year, on standby to dispense advice, help out with wardrobe issues, and lend a hand where it was needed. It was a fun day with a lot of great work put in, and we were so pleased to see everyone working together, networking, and making friends with their fellow models. After all was said and done, we had a huge group of talented and gorgeous models, all of whom had potential as finalists. But when it came down to the wire, we had to make some extremely difficult choices. Only 10 of them could make it through to the final round, 5 entrants in the beauty category and 5 in the jewellery category. What a difficult decision it was, but we finally made it. In alphabetical order only, they are Anna Julia Medrano Cerna, Corey Lane, Dan Holland, Essence Shomari Howells, Ignacio Ferrer, Joe Fox, Julie Boutier, Menashe Stephanie Shumba, Raphael Martin, and Sage Kim. So, what happens next? You can see the final images for our top 10 finalists in the magazine. You'll also find them on Instagram, posted individually from the 28th of July 2023. We'll be opening the vote to you, members of the public and our readers, to hit like on the finalists that you'd love to see win. We'll end up with one beauty winner and one jewellery winner, with two runners-up in each category, based on a combination of your votes, 50%, with our judging scores, 50%. And we can tell you, it's all very tight. There's a lot to play for here. In both 2020 and 2019, the winners really came down to the line. We had such a close run on the public vote that the judges' score tipped the winner into first place. In both 2021 and 2022, we had some disqualifications, leaving those who thought they had no chance suddenly facing a shot at the victory. This means that every single vote really counts. The vote will close on the 20th of August 2023, and you'll be able to meet the winners in our next issue. They'll be getting an exclusive cover shoot with us, help with their modelling career over the next year, and will appear on our podcast, London Runway Style, as well as any other opportunities we can get to show them off. And it doesn't stop there, as our Face of London Runway alumni tend to pop up time and again as the years go by. Over the coming weeks, be sure to check up on London Runway Mag to see more of the stunning shots which we couldn't fit in these pages on Instagram. This episode of London Runway Style was presented by me, Chief Editor Rhiannon de Vergue. You can find full issues as well as interviews, articles, trend reports, and more at londonrunway.co.uk. And follow us at London Runway Mag on most social media channels. Until next time, enjoy.